What I'm going to do in the next few days is, what I'm looking to do is to pick some, probably 10% of these, just the bunches, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just lightly press the juice out of them to make a champagne base. It's 21.
The grapes are almost ready for harvest at the Butter Factory Vineyard here on Flinders Island in Bass Strait. Winemaker Jim Murphy's waiting for the sugar levels to be just right before picking these bunches.
Last year we only got 100 litres out of here. This year we'll probably get 1,000.
I was going to say that doesn't compute. That's such a big difference, isn't it?
It was terrible. All that work for 100 litres.
Hello, I'm Rose Grant. Now, winemaking's just one of Jim's many talents. He's also a skilled ukulele maker and player with his mates in the Blue Grassholes Band, and even has a ukulele workshop at the old Butter Factory. But that's all on hold at the moment because these grapes need Jim's full attention. So, getting out the refractometer.
Bit of a mouthful, isn't it? So, maybe a week or maybe two. It always ends up that I'll check the grapes one evening and they're all fine. The next morning I'll come out and they're just starting to crinkle and split. That's when you have to pick them.
You're going to have your work cut out for you. These are very fruitful looking vines, good bunches.
Yes.
What's the difference between this year and last?
Well, last year I think it was a combination of negative factors. One of them was during the flowering, we had these continuous rain events every second day. So there was that, and then there were gale force winds, all sorts of weather problems.
So is there such a thing as an average year? An average year in this vineyard?
It absolutely changes every year.
You started with just what you had here with soils. What's under our feet?
Limestone sand. It's really an interesting site here because it's a little bit of an old swamp. And we thought, there'll be a problem with that in the winter, that no air to the roots and they'd all drown and all that sort of thing, but we had no trouble at all in that respect. The problems came from everywhere else. Wallabies and birds and wombats and...
The vines here have been in for how many years?
1999. So, it's, what's that, 16 years. So anyway, we're still going along with it and it's quite enjoyable because you're not talking about a huge acreage. These rows are only 45 metres long, so as you go along, you think, gee, I'm doing well. So we're still enjoying it, and if you go pruning in a real vineyard, you never get there.
So where did this start? With a love for growing things, or making things, or drinking things?
Oh, I was in wine retail in Melbourne in the 1970s. Ross of Pearl and all that sort of thing. But I got interested in fine table wine.
Now, I have to say, we're just wandering from one vineyard patch to another through a lovely buffer of bush.
Yes, it seems all these little plots makes it look a bit bigger than it really is. It's only 7.5 acres, you see.
That's plenty big enough. What have we got in this?
Well, we've got three varieties. We've got two Shiraz, three Cabernet and three Merlot. So these are Shiraz, and they took off really well. And then they haven't performed that well since. 21. Stinky Cabernet. The grapes don't taste very good. Cabernet. 18. That's why they're still green. Well, so what we've decided, we're going to finish the vineyard here with a boundary fence, and we're going to plant olive trees on there because they're unbreakable.
So you've got a bit of everything because we've walked past hops, I've seen olives.
Yeah.
Every variety.
The major ones, yes, yes. We really did it because we thought that the autumns on Flinders Island are very, very good. They're warm, calm, and good for ripening grapes, and that's turned out to be right, yeah.
It's just getting to autumn.
That's the hard part. It's the springtime where the roaring 40s cut in. But it is a great place, and the people here are such terrific characters, and I just love them all. It's really great. It's wonderful. Come on, we'll have a taste.
And then, can you play a song, Bob?
I suppose I could.
Do you think you could?
Yeah.
This is from the 100 litres.
This is precious.
Not precious. Do you want to taste, Bob? In the wood.
Yeah.
If we get, 1,000.
Yeah. Yes.
We might get 3 or 4 barrels. to you.
I'm not pulling too well.
That's a woman. And that's a woman.